And now, from Belfast, we jump to England to examine a local adaptation to the English referral pathway. We direct our attention to Bristol, where Peter Turner, senior optometrist at Turner's Opticians, tells us about the local schemes that he has been involved in for various conditions and how these fit into the wider situation across England. So, Peter, can you tell us about the care pathways that you have developed in your area with regard to what optometrists are expected to do to assess and manage and refer?
The area I work in is Bristol, which is covered under Avon LOC. We've negotiated a scheme locally, which is a glaucoma repeat measures and monitoring service. This has been very useful for us optometrists, gaining confidence in assessing our patients who, after a routine sight test, are found to have potentially elevated intraocular pressure or a visual field defect suspicious of glaucoma. We've had additional resources to be able to spend time with the patient to repeat measures, to reassure them about their condition, to explain our findings, and also to explain, if they need onward referral, how we'll achieve that and what the outcome they can expect will be. Again, in Bristol, we also have a cataract post-op service delivered locally in the community. This was negotiated between the Eye Hospital, CCG and LOC. Patients who attend Bristol Eye Hospital for cataract surgery and proceed without complication can then safely be discharged straight after surgery to see a local optometrist for their follow-up care. So in the Bristol area, Avon LOC has provided MECS, the Minor Eye Conditions Service, training via the LOCSU-supported WOPEC online modules. This has helped us all gain extra confidence and knowledge about how to look after and care for our patients presenting with minor eye conditions, whether it be red eye, whether it be a dry eye, sore eye, floaters, flashes, or maybe some dry AMD patients. We've been able to sit with them and explain a little bit more about their condition, access leaflets for them, and signpost them to other resources available. We don't yet have in our area a funded MECS scheme, but the training that we had recently has helped us all gain more confidence in actually looking after and better caring for our patients. Hopefully one day we will have a funded MECS scheme for our patients, but as yet we're still waiting on that one.
And how does this differ from some other schemes in other areas that you know of?
The glaucoma repeat measures and the cataract schemes that we operate are broadly in line with national models and robust and well designed. The MECS scheme that we have trained for, we haven't yet been able to commission or source commissioning for. Other areas do run very effective minor eye condition scheme where optometrists can care for a wider range of eye conditions in the community, reassuring more patients and providing a higher quality patient care. The local examples are the ACES scheme in Somerset, which is well documented and well known. There's also the PEARS scheme in Wales as well.
And when an optometrist moves to a new health authority area, what would be the best way for them to quickly find out what their responsibilities are with respect to care and management? Would it be the LOCSU website?
Okay, sure. So if an optometrist was to move to a new area, then I'd advise they either talk to local colleagues, the LOC, Local Optical Committee, which is active in every area across the UK, is a good source of information. Here in Bristol, the Avon area, we have the referrals and resources guideline on the website, which is able to be accessed publicly from optometrists who choose to log in. When I've moved across different areas and been or patients from farther afield, I'm able to go to a local LOC website and find out, for example, wet AMD referral pathways, or if there's a minor eye condition scheme in operation or glaucoma repeat measure scheme.
And can you tell us a little bit about how different service providers like Virgin Health and Circle and Evolucio run referral management centres, how they've been able to tender for and offer to oversee and administer referral pathways? And is this seen as something that will deliver greater efficiency into the system?
So in our area, one of the areas that Avon LOC cover is South Gloucestershire, which is on the north of our area. And there is a scheme set up there which is commissioned by the CCG and delivered by Evolucio, who where the GPs receive a referral from an optometrist or the GP themselves has a patient present with an eye condition, and the GP can choose to refer those patients to accredited local optometrists who work with Evolucio, where the optometrist sees the patient, assesses them according to the national protocols, which are usually the College of Optometrists guidelines on assessing patient conditions, and then the information is then shared via telemedicine with an ophthalmologist who works with Evolutio, who's then able to input into the patient care.
Do you see a point in the future where community optometrists will be the first port of call for anyone worried about their eyes?
I think it's been shown in a couple of areas, or several areas, that local optometrists can very successfully be the local point of call for any patient with an eye condition. We're very well placed, we have experience, we have training, we have equipment, and we're able to assess patients with a wide range of conditions and decide if it's an urgent condition needing same-day hospital service, or whether it's a condition that concerns a patient but can be locally managed, or whether it's a condition that is actually fairly minor.
Thank you, Peter, for outlining the progress that has been made in Bristol towards providing high-quality care within the community, and also for advice on how to find out more about your local scheme.